Three, four, we're live.
Back with the Mr. National Podcast. Folks, that was my poor tip at Mason. P-Double was telling me about the announcer that used to do the Pistons game. Mason, I can't think. Mason in the morning. That dude was pretty cool.
I used to listen to him on the radio in the morning. The morning radio show down there on WJLB, I think, in Detroit.
Right. The Sixers, the back in the day, the Sixers dude was Dave Zinkoff. Used to do the Mo Cheeks. Dave Zinkoff. And Julius Erving was the best, dude. And then he go into baseball. The guy that used to do the Yankees, he passed away. He passed away, and Derek Jeter was still playing, but he used his introduction for him coming on to up at bat and everything.
Like a recording of it?
Yeah, the recording of that dude's voice. I can't think of him. He was the Yankees announcer. He didn't really over-dramatize no names. He just read them. He was an older guy. We'll do some research on find out what that Yankees guy name was.
I'll look it up right now.
Where we go, we're going to look it up. And while P-Double is looking it up, we want to say welcome to Show Dozen. With a dozen. You know what I mean? When you think of a dozen.
Dirty dozen.
A dirty dozen. A dozen of roses. How about a dozen Mr. National Podcast for you? And that's what we're up to. We're in double digits. This is 12 shows, and I'm stoked. Like I say, I'm so
Mr. National.
Huh?
As am I.
As am I. I is too. I beat that. Well, listen. Go any further. I want to go on my rant. I got something good. And you know what it is, P-Double?
What are you pissed off about today?
All right, here it is. It's these fantasy football guys.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's these fantasy football guys you can't watch the game with them. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know, right? Who gives a shit about your fantasy football team?
I don't even know. Did I talk about this already?
No, but I agree with you.
Oh, my God, I just can't get over, like... I want this guy to, it's your own team. I hope so-and-so scores. I hope Gate scores on this play.
Right.
Like, you shut the fuck up, okay? I just want to get in the end zone. I don't care. I mean, if it's the Niners, I don't care who it is. Just get in the end zone. We need a touchdown.
Yeah, and do you want your team, like, are you a fan of any team? Like, these guys, are you a fan of any team? Because they don't... Even if their team is playing, if their quarterback...
And they have a player going against them. I hope we shut it off, but I don't mind if this guy scores because he's on my team.
Yeah.
It's stupid. And then they have show after show, fantasy experts coming on. This guy's getting paid talking about fantasy football. I just don't get it. I mean, I do not play. I'm not going to...
You don't have a fantasy football team?
What? No. My fantasy football team is the San Francisco 49ers. That's it. From top to bottom, that's my fantasy football team. I ain't got time to be tracking down who's scoring. And it just takes away. Some people say, it makes the games more interesting. Mm. It's football. Ain't that football? ain't that football? I can watch girls. I didn't watch the lingerie league. I'll watch high school. I'll watch Pee Wee. If it's football, I'm going to watch it.
You don't need anything more interesting.
I don't need no extra incentives to watch it. You know, no fantasy football. So, I mean, that's what's got my underwear in a bunch today, okay? Watching football with some fantasy football coach or manager, whatever the hell they call it.
I got to tell you something about fantasy football. I haven't done it for years, probably 20 years. Last time I did, I was so bad, I just quit, you know. But Ravenna Al talked me into getting in one this year. And it's just a free one, and it's online.
Wow.
And so they drafted my team for me, and I really didn't pay attention, but I'm 2-1. And Tom Brady's my starting quarterback. I'm thinking, oh, cool. I got Tom Brady. Can't go wrong there, right? You know who I got on the bench? Mahomes.
Oh, what?
He's on my – I just looked today. Mahomes is on my bench.
Dude, like, you are missing – you are missing out. That dude is on fire, okay?
Yeah, he's literally – he's in flame. I mean, he's
– he's in fuego. That's what he's saying. He's in fuego. He is past heating up. Like I said, he threw four the first week, six the second, then he threw three on my San Francisco 49ers.
Great.
I mean, he's – I mean, everything's going good. I mean, even the other guy that was hot, he kind of chilled out, Fitzmagic. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, yeah. Fitzmagic.
Well, he had a big game. He had over 400 yards.
Well, yeah, over 400. Well, it's easy to throw over 400 when you're trailing in with the rules and everything. Right. You know what I mean? They might as well just put a skirt on. Why is quarterbacks even wearing a helmet right now? They don't even need a helmet or pads.
I saw Rodney Harrison on TV. He was talking about guys will like defensive linemen. They don't know what to do. Or linebackers blitzing the
quarterback. Anybody that's tackling the quarterback is really trying to figure out on the fly, how do I bring this guy down? And I didn't see the play, but I heard a defensive player got hurt trying to keep Carr, the Raiders quarterback, from falling down when he hit him, and he tore his ACL. I don't know who to. Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy. Go ahead.
This is the thing for, like, if anybody's listening that doesn't have two cents about football, this is BS what's going on right now. Back in the day when they played real football and quarterbacks were football players, they didn't get hurt anymore. But what they would do is they would throw the ball before the guys got there. They protected themselves. You know, their offensive linemen protected them. And so you change the way you play. Now the guys, they hang on to the ball, they run around. Defensive linemen go to tackle a guy, and they don't want to tackle him too hard, or they don't want to get a penalty. And so they change it up, and the guy will still throw it when he should have been sacked.
He should have been sacked, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what they're emphasizing is the taking to the ground part of it. So I mean, maybe you get in there and you just bear hug him. I don't know. I mean. If you got your hands on them, then you got your hands on them. So
my opinion is, I don't think the quarterback should be any different than a running back, than anybody.
Ooh, they in a vulnerable position. I mean, I don't know.
If you pitched it out to Marshawn Lynch, he ran out to the side and then acted like he was going to throw a pass. You know, if a defensive lineman came and barreled into him and smacked him, there wouldn't be no roughing the passer call. He's a running back. He's Marshawn Lynch.
He's a running back, right.
Yeah. It's all about...
Well, they're protecting investment. I mean, that year that Tom Brady went out with the knee injury, so they took that rule out. No more crawling, hitting the quarterback below the waist. Boom. Yeah. Okay. Then... Aaron Rodgers goes out with a call against the Vikings, where the guy kind of just planted him into the ground and hurt his shoulder. So it's really the Aaron Rodgers rule.
Right.
No more putting your weight on the quarterback. I understand. It's not needed. I mean, you got him. And these guys were like driving quarterbacks into the ground. I mean, it's unnecessary.
Yeah, that one I can see maybe. Yeah.
But that's
should
what
be that way for anybody. Then what about wide receivers?
Nah, they're ball carriers. They're ball carriers. I mean, when you sack, I mean, you gotta think, P-Double. You stand up there and you patting the ball and you looking downfield. You're very vulnerable. When you're a receiver, they didn't already help the receiver. The receiver is looking over his shoulder, putting his hands up, all concentration on the ball. Before Ronnie Lott, that would be like
smorgasbord.
Be like, you are going to ER right now. Not today, okay? This guy's looking up. That's why the numbers are so out of right. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick. That guy, he probably wouldn't be on a roster back in the 80s or whatever.
Would Ronnie Lott be the player that he was?
Ah, no. Ronnie Lott would be out the league. Ronnie Lott would be gone, okay? There would be no Ronnie Lott. I don't think he could. He wouldn't be as effective as he was playing in today's game. So, I mean, no. I'm a big Ronnie Lott fan. I mean, anybody cut their finger off to play in the game next week is my type of guy. That's a Mr. National guy. And Ronnie Lott, if you're listening to the Mr. National podcast, call in. Go on iTunes. We want to have you on. That's our kind of guy. Real football man.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter, talking about quarterbacks, we're going to switch it over to college, dude. What is going on in Clemson? Dabo Sweeney, okay?
Is he asking for a trade?
Well, no, listen to this. Dabo Sweeney, the head coach of Clemson, took his senior quarterback who was 16-2, and benched him for a freshman.
Wow.
For a freshman, right? This freshman, wow. This five-star recruit freshman, they say he's out of the world. I've been lacking on my college football league. I got to catch this guy, but they say he is phenomenal. So Dabo and Clemson goes with the freshman to start, and the senior is transferring out.
What do you think?
He got this new rule where he won't lose his eligibility. He'll finish school at Clemson, but he'll be able to play next year for whatever school he transfers to. The guy released a statement. He was like, I don't feel like I did anything wrong. You know, you wasn't. You 16, but you not as good as this guy. I mean,
yeah.
It is what it is. I mean.
Right. Like as good example is Nick Foles and Carson Wentz.
Right.
Now, it's kind of a different situation.
It's a little different. I mean, it's.
But Foles won the Super Bowl.
He did, but he's only a backup, though.
Yeah.
He's only a backup. Well, Foles knew once Wentz got healthy, he was
right.
He was out. You know what I mean?
Right. And he knew his spot.
He knew his spot. Now, I mean, this kid's a senior. I mean, Dabo could have just said, let's ride him out. And then this freshman, you got the next three seasons or however long you stay here before you enter the draft to show your thing.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty drastic to jump right in. I think they had a 3 or 4 games. I'm not sure how many games college is. Maybe a little bit more. But he's making a change.
Wow.
I mean, and he did it in a way that the kid could still transfer if he wanted to. You know what I mean?
Right.
If he'd have waited longer, I don't think he'd have had that option. So he broke it to him in time that the kid, I guess he was hoping the kid would say, okay, well, I'll be ready if I get the call. You know what I mean? If you need me. He said, nah, you know what I mean?
I'm done. He's done for the season.
I'm done. Yeah. I'm not coming to practice no more. I done did everything you asked me to do. I've won big games, blah, blah, blah. And you going to give my spot to a freshman? And I'm a senior? I'm out of here. Yeah, I'm out of here. So
wow.
I don't know how to take that. I mean,
I guess I can understand. I mean,
what if you found somebody that could do the podcast better? And she was like, National, look, I got another.
Look, man, first of all, this brings up a good point. Look, you finish what you start, right?
Right.
And nothing is more important than the team. But if you're on a team will not sacrifice one of its players.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
Okay, at the end of the season, we can talk about it. But if you start a season, I mean, for me, I think it's a wrong move on the coach.
From
the quarterback's perspective, I don't blame the kid.
Right.
Like, screw you, man. You just screwed me over. Because the coach said, I want to win more than... What's more important to me is winning than this team. But that player is part of the team. What looks like what he did was he sacrificed that player. He says, I think this other guy can help me win.
Right.
No, you
gotta, right.
If you're committed to that team, you're committed to every single one of the players on that team. And then that's when you have a good solid team, that's when you win games. If you're willing to sacrifice players like that, then nobody on that team knows if you're committed to them or not.
Right.
And that team breaks down.
No loyalty.
Yep, that team breaks down and they're not going to win the games that they could win. If he hadn't done that, that freshman quarterback could wait his turn, man. If he's so good, he can wait till he's a sophomore.
Right.
Go somewhere else. You got a 16-2, you know?
Yeah, this team was 16-2
quarterback.
Well, listen,
a lot of colleges would be willing to take him.
Look last year at Alabama. They were struggling in the national championship game. What did Nick Saban do? He turned to that freshman at halftime. That freshman brought Alabama back. I forget who they were playing. I think they were playing Georgia. I think it was Georgia. So, I mean, when you in that moment, you got to do what you got
to
do.
To win.
In a game, though.
Because that's in a game time decision. But
the boosters, well, I guess they both played so far this season. We got to do our little research on it, Pete. Maybe on the Mr. National podcast show number 13, folks. First of all, I want to thank you all for listening to myself and P Double. Maybe on 13 show 13, we'll come back with more info on what happened. I'm just overhearing some stuff. I think that he was playing them both, P Double, and every time this freshman got in the game, they scored.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it wasn't just like, it was in practice he was dominating, in games he got in he was dominating.
I mean, it was like if the coach said, hey, we're going into this season, it's a competition, I don't know who's going to get it, you know. But to just change it up, you know.
But see, I think college is crazy like that. I've seen some teams play two quarterbacks.
Right.
They might do them first and third and second and fourth.
It is.
That's a tough one, but I got to give Dabo Sweeney credit because he did it early enough where the kid could transfer.
Right.
I mean, switching back over P-Double to the NFL, we are heading into week four, right? The first quarter of the NFL season. Can you believe it already? 4 weeks in.
Yeah.
Where does the time – who right now, who's surprising NFL?
KC all the way.
I think the Rams. I like the way the Rams are looking. KC, I mean, everybody said this Mahomes guy was going to be the real deal. So, I mean, and it's Andy Reid with a young quarterback. I'm pretty 3-0. I mean, they haven't really been tested.
I'm really disappointed about Garoppolo getting hurt.
Don't even remind me. I'm kind of disappointed in my teams that I picked, Atlanta and the Chargers, are looking mediocre, okay?
Right.
Those are disappointments. And the Patriots don't look like they know what's going on. I don't know. They don't know what's going on.
When you see Brady sitting on the bench yelling at people, do your job. I'm like, I predicted that meltdown, man. They lost to the Lions. I picked them. You were looking at the picks. I know you were.
Right. We're gonna stay there for another show. I don't even know who won week three.
I do.
Who are you gonna leave it?
Let me tell you a big huge surprise though for me is the Dolphins too. They're 3-0.
Yes, they are looking good. Right, Dolphins look good. Talking about winners and losers, what happened to Mr. Huxtable?
Oh,
Bill
Cliff Huxtable.
Cliff Huxtable went
you
down.
You could not do that on your show. You built the barn.
The Putin, the Joe Putin. I put the bill in the Putin and you take it. Oh, man. I mean, look, that's a tough one.
He's your homeboy.
Oh yeah, he's from Temple, man. He's a Temple graduate. Temple is right in the hood. Fat Albert, I mean, he's a legend. I used to go up to his show. He used to do this talk show he brought back. I forget the name of it. Make a deal or something.
Oh, well, the things that kids say or something like that.
No, this was later. After the Cosby, he did an actual talk show. Didn't take off too good, but I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out. But he used to do a talk show, or like a game show. He was a game show host. Oh. I can't remember the name of it. And this girl I knew that was kind of like dating, she worked there because she went to college at Temple.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like an intern. And I used to get my mom to go up there and stuff, you know, mm-hmm. see the show, sit yes. back in the audience and stuff. So I used to see him all the time. Bill Cosby. I mean, I used to see him.
It's so crazy. I mean, it's crazy.
If he did it, you know, hey, you got to go down.
Yeah, he's got.
And you got all the black folks. You know what I mean? They all up in arms. They throwing up all these white people. Why he didn't go to jail? He did it. I mean, to me, that's dry snitching. Okay, look, you know what I mean? If it's wrong, it's wrong. Don't go up there saying they changing the dynamic. You know what I mean? They want to say Kaepernick, this, that, you know, switching around. Oh, you switching around? You getting off the subject? But Kaepernick is this and that. Now Cosby, they say he was raping women or whatever. Now they want to say, oh, well, what about this guy did this? This guy did this. I see Charlie Sheen, Donald Trump. I don't know the names, but it's like when you get caught speeding. You know what I mean? The cop pulled you over. You know, yeah. Oh, that guy in that Volkswagen, that guy in that Corvette was going faster than me. Well, you know what? He might have, but I got you. Okay, dickhead. Now let me see your registration and your proof of insurance.
And keep your hands up.
And keep your hands up so I can see them. Keys on the hood, on the top of the car. Don't flinch.
Wow.
But listen, I mean, it's a heartbreaker. But for all these people that's throwing all these other names, stop it, okay? Stop it. Don't dry snitch. Oh, that white guy, why the black guy got? If he did it, he did it. He got to do the time, you know? That's it.
The crime.
He got to do the time. I mean, I feel bad because, I mean, he was like the perfect TV dad, you know?
Cliff Huxtable, doctor, and the lawyer wife.
Yeah, and the lawyer, oh, my God. I mean, it was, that crap don't happen in real life. Now, where I grew up, we was closer to good times. You know what I mean? We was more right. James Evans and Florence. You know what I mean? We probably wasn't that broke growing up, but we was, you know.
What was his wife's name? Florida?
Florida, yeah. Florida Evans. Damn. You know?
Rerun.
Kid Dynamite.
Yeah. What was Rerun? Was he on that?
No, Rerun. Oh, my God.
That was on Good Times.
No, oh my goodness, Good Times. Good Times was Florida and James Evans.
Okay.
Okay. Rerun was What's Happening.
What's Happening, that's right.
Raj and Dee.
Yeah, Raj and Dee.
And Mama. And Dwayne Wade. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Wait, so Dynamite, that was J.J. Walker. He was on Good Times.
There you go. Oh. There you go.
All right.
He was the oldest son.
Hey, well, you know, I could quiz you about Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, and you wouldn't get it right.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's try it. Go shoot one.
No, I didn't watch that shit.
Oh, man, I watched all the Happy Days. That was Richie Cunningham, Chachi and Joni, you know, Potsy, Sit on It, Potsy,
yeah,
Ralph the, Mouth.
Yep.
Al's Diner. Hey, what they had, like the wreck derby or whatever?
Yeah, the
Malachi Crunch.
The Malachi Crunch.
The Malachi Crunch.
Man.
Pinky Descadero.
Yeah.
Lenny and Squiggly.
Yeah.
Laverne. Oh, yeah. Come on, man. I grew up on that TV. You know what I mean?
I remember
kid.
Love Boat and Fantasy Island. I think that was a watch. I like
that. Ah, I used to watch that. Isaac, that was the love boat.
Yeah.
Isaac was the love boat.
Yeah.
Mr. Rourke was Fantasy Island. And
Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah, what was the little midget?
Yeah.
Toto. Mr. something, I forget his name.
Blaine.
The plane by the plane.
Plane by.
You ain't right. You ain't right. He was actually in a James Bond movie too with Roger Moore. The little guy, yeah, man with the golden gun, yep.
Tito, what's his name?
Mr. Rourke?
You know, his little man.
Tattoo?
That's right.
Tattoo, yeah, there you go. I knew it would come. Talking about a golden gun. How about the man with the golden stroke, my boy Tiger Woods?
Hey, he's back. Speaking of Bill Cosby, how about Tiger Woods?
How about right. You ain't lying. One guy dug himself out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Tiger was doing a lot of stroking, but he wasn't drugging him up, though.
Right. It's a different thing.
Yeah, they wanted it.
Yep.
But I mean, to Bill Cosby, everybody knew that man was married, okay? What was you doing with Bill Cosby right around his limo all late at night anyway? Them women knew what they was doing. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Mike Tyson. Take Mike Tyson. When they say he raped that beauty contestant girl.
Oh, now, he married. That's right. He got convicted.
He went to jail for raping some. See, I don't want. See, Mr. National Pod, I do not want to sound like no male chauvinist and all that stuff, but come on. He called this chick. She snuck out of her room. She had curfew at like 1 or 2 in the morning to go be with Mike Tyson. What do you think you're doing?
Right.
You know what I mean? Come on. He raped me. Get out of here. I just don't see it. I mean, I don't see it.
You know what? I ain't touching this one, man.
Listen.
You know what? You're on your own.
That's why it's the Mr. National Podcast. I ain't afraid to go out there and put my name
on. You're on your own, man. I'm out of here.
Now, if that was my daughter, then I'm like, what the fuck? But I would be like, what was you doing out at 1 in the morning with him? You know what I mean? You got to ask that. Oh, he said we would just talk.
Yeah, we were just going to talk.
You were just going to talk with Mike Tyson. Yeah. What are you going to talk about? Poetry? He's a fucking boxer from Catskill, New York. He's a thug. You know what I mean?
Crazy. Gangster.
That's these women. You know what I mean? These women, what they want, you know what I mean? They want a thug, but they want you to be, you know, a gentleman. You know, they want a little chubby, but muscular. You know? Like, what is it? You know what I mean? They want a thug, but
they want you to have all kinds of money, but then they want you to spend time with them.
Right. Yeah. You got to run this business because you're rich, but you got to have time. I want him a little chubby and tatted up. You know what I mean? But he got to be muscular. You know, and then wear a suit. Like what is it? What do you want? I want him wearing Timberlands and jeans and his pants sagging. But he got to know how to dress in a suit. It don't happen like that. What do these women want? You know what I mean? A thug or a gentleman. Ain't no thug, I'm telling you what. Ain't no thug opening no door for you. So there you go. So what do you want? You want your door open or you want a thug? That's what they always say. Good girls like bad guys. So I don't know.
I can tell you one thing is for sure. I have no clue.
Yeah, you probably, right. I mean, these, right. These women want all these different things. Then these brothers, these brothers, they say, you know what? These black women just too needy. They got too much attitude. I'm going to get a white woman. And then the black women are pissed then. They are heated then. So you don't want to do that. You know what I mean? You don't want to do that. All right, I'm gonna stop.
Anyway, for all the ladies out there that are still listening,
right?
Don't get in the car with Mike Tyson at 1 in the morning.
You're not gonna be talking. Don't do it. Don't get in the car with anybody. Someone, you in your hotel, and some dude call you like, "Won't you come over to my room?" It's 1 a.m. Don't sneak out, get in his limo, and go over his room thinking y'all going to play Uno or Old Maid. It ain't going to happen.
Look at his electric football collection.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. Look at my bass tweaking. You know, we're going to tweak bass. Yeah. He ain't going to tweak. No, he's going to tweak your ass. You know what I mean?
Nice and hot.
Right. I got him on a candle warmer, baby. They real hot for you right now. Don't believe it. Use some common sense, all right? Common sense. Don't do it. You know what I mean? If you don't see the drink poured yourself, don't drink it.
Oh, man.
Bill Cosby was dropping Spanish flies and Quaaludes in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
We gotta do our research on that, find out. I've heard, 60 women that came out, 30 women, who knows? All right. We all for that. We're going to take a reset. This is the Mr. National Podcast. I'm with my man, P-Double. Artist, author. What else, P-Double? P-Double.
Movie director.
There you go. And a podcast producer, okay? Like, P-Double don't talk about himself, folks, enough. The man is bad. You know? He did that character for my boys, the Gridiron Buzz Network, Roger and Dustin. Dude, you nailed them.
Oh, you saw it?
Hell yeah. Mr. National saw it, and Mr. National isn't happy. Because that looks identical to them. It's great. I meant the artwork. We got to put that picture of the Gridiron Buzz on the Stack with Nat Show website. Folks, if you want to go to the website, it's www.statwit.com. Okay? We're going to put that picture up, that drawing, that artwork that P-Double did of Roger and Dustin Fisher of the Gridiron Buzz Network.
They were in Kansas City this weekend, weren't they?
Right, at the Twister, okay? I was there.
How'd you do?
Great, great, great event. Kelly, shout out to Kelly Newton. Shout out to Weird Wolf. Shout out to all the coaches that attended. It was a great event, okay? The Gridiron Buzz did their thing. They had the cameras set up, the TV screens. It was beautiful. The bad thing is that somebody came in and stole a damn mannequin head.
What?
You know, they have the two big mannequins with the football helmets. Some asshole in the hotel took the helmet, the head off the mannequin and stole it.
Wow, that's a brave soul right there with all those dudes in there.
Dude, right.
If they'd have gotten caught.
Oh my God. We would have just let Pat Morris handle it. That is crazy. Dude, listen. We was hanging out. I mean, I want to give a shout out to my main man, Elgin Clemens, dude. Cool dude out of Tampa. Elgin, great dude. I stayed with him. I roomed with Elgin. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, cool. Great. Yeah. I talked with him in the Hulk one morning at breakfast.
Elgin is cool. I mean, it was, dude, we were kind of like, when he did his thing, I was out the room, he had the shower or whatever. It was.
Right.
I could room with that dude anytime.
Yeah, he was like a snorer or farting all the time.
No, he didn't. Oh, my goodness. Like that dude. Elgin, you probably don't listen to Mr. National Pike. You are my dog, dude. You are my road man. You know what I mean? That was great. It was great. I mean, Smokestack, you know what I mean? Shout out to Smokestack, Stack with Nashville. Stack don't really snore either. But Elgin was cool. All right, that was my roommate. I'm going to leave it there. Me and Elgin, great, great roommates. Okay? The tournament was good. So not only were we roommates, me and Elgin was in the same group play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we played in the group play. We were also in the coach's challenge.
Right.
We ended up losing to the eventual winners, Mike Turner and Kelly Newton. We got knocked out, in the coach's challenge.
Cool.
And then we played in the same pool play. The championship of the Twister was Brandon Woodard versus Pep Woods, two Texas coaches. Brandon pulled it out 20 to 7 or 21 to 7. great game. But I can't say enough about the Gridiron Buzz Network. I mean, dude, AP though, they had a Mr. National Podcast Red Zone alert. So when one of the games went to the got in the red zone,
oh,
they had our little logo, the little podcast logo, come up.
Really? Oh man, that's awesome.
Dude, like, I missed it.
I get you. Mr. National.
I missed it. But he showed it. He showed it to me. So, I mean, them guys got nothing but love for the hobby, and the hobby loves them. Yeah. I mean, their effort, dude, they roll all over the place with all that equipment. I mean, yeah,
it's
just
awesome. It's awesome.
Dude, awesome. It's got to be a bigger word than awesome. It's just, it's great. And then before I move on from that, we were sitting in that little bar, the grill, I think Boulevard Grill. And Roger, the dad, shows me on the cell phone this picture, this camo dude. He's all camoed out with an AR-15 with a rocket launcher. Big husky dude, like Frank Jacobs in makeup and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that's me. I'm like, what? Yeah, he was like, I was Special Forces.
Really?
Roger Fisher was like, he's like born, he's like Jason Bourne.
So like, his hands mess are like lethal weapons.
Right. If Roger had found that guy taking that helmet.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, right. Between him and Pat Morris, they would have beat him and shot him to death.
I don't care if Hulk Hogan would have come in there. Hulk Hogan would have had his head taken off.
Right, exactly. I'm telling you, EF Network, EF, don't mess with Roger Fisher and don't mess with Pat Morris.
Whoever's
they're
got
crazy.
That mannequin head, better stay underground.
Give it back.
I
played the Hulk Jim Davis in my group.
Yeah.
He shut me out.
That dude is
21.
Awesome.
Yeah, the Hulk shut Spider-Man out. You know, that's my Superman. That's my superhero, Spider-Man. Spider-Man was no match for the Hulk.
You played his Lions?
I played his Lions. Beautiful Lions.
How did Barry Sanders do against you?
Yo, listen. I didn't let Hulk run on me. He threw three touchdown passes. I made his big ass get up, okay, Hulk? If you listening, he ain't just going to sit back and give it to Barry. Give it to Barry. No, I made him get up and pass. You know what I mean? That's how you got to do it. You got to... You know, even though I lost, he was talking about at the end of the game, my kidneys hurt. I was like, because that's what made you keep getting up. I'm going to work you one way or another, Big Hulk. The Hall of Famer. But so many Hall of Famers were there. Charles Lane, Mike Turner, Weird Wolf. The list just goes on and on. Okay. It was tough because at the same weekend over in Ohio was the Glass City. And, dude, the championship was Frank Jacobs versus Steve Martin. Two of my favorite coaches, okay? Two of my favorite guys. Frank is like my brother from another mother, okay? All the talk coming out of Glass City, great competition, great games, but the food. I heard they fed them 3 days in a row. Nobody had to come out of pocket for food.
Yeah. That's the legend down there is the food.
Right. That's the bar. The bar has been raised. So they was like, you know, what you guys eat? You know, we had Kansas barbecue. You know what I mean? I eat good, but I had to pay for it. I mean, you can't get everything. I mean, electric football coaches are the cheapest SOBs in the world. Okay. You know what I mean? They are just cheap. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what I said. Mr. Nash
roll today, man.
Calling these mofos cheap. You know what I mean? You get some of the best competition. They're like, what are we going to eat? Do we get a dinner? Like, get the fuck out of here. Go buy your own food. Well, I look like your mom's. You know what I mean? Get out of here. But props out to Teron. I mean, if you can pull it off, hey, great.
Now, what do you think about the fact that we got two tournaments, two separate tournaments going? Some of the TOC faithful went to the Glass City.
I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, I'm not blaming anybody. because Rafik went to the Glass City.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but Rafik.
Yeah, Rafik went. Jimbo was there. Michigan Joe. Karen from ITZ was there. Hey, I mean, support. It don't matter. It's enough to go around. I mean, people get bent out of shape. It is no, you know, oh, you buy your figures from that guy. You didn't buy figures from me. It's enough to go around. Right. I mean, nobody is getting rich off of this electric football. I'm sorry. Breaking news. Put that across the Mr. National Podcast. Breaking news. Nobody's getting rich, okay?
This is nobody's getting rich episode.
Yeah. Nobody's getting rich. I'm not getting rich off of this podcast. Stack with that show ain't getting rich. We don't have groupies waiting for us at the airport.
We still
got
to go
to
work in the morning.
What? The alarm clock is set, Pete. 4:30 in the morning, I'll have my ass up there at Bryn Mawr Hospital, cleaning, fireproofing, you know? And nobody's getting rich. So, listen, if whether you went to the Glass City, I mean, in a perfect world, you wouldn't want to have two tournaments the same weekend. But what if they were a weekend apart? Who's going to make both of them? You know what I mean? Right, everybody right. works. Right. So, it happens. So, Rafik went there. I mean, Ken Allen did a great job streaming the games and the action. I was texting Frank. You know what I mean? It's all good. It's all good. Yeah. I mean, nothing to get bent out of shape. And just, you know what I mean? The Glass City, they might not be a TOC event. Maybe we can get them as a TOC event. But their big thing, Teron gets all his food. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
seems like everybody has a great time. Everybody
do. I mean, it's EF. I mean, these are some of the greatest people in the world.
Well,
I mean,
it's close to Detroit. And Detroit is almost like, besides Philadelphia, Detroit is sort of a Madison Square Garden type for electric football. You know what I mean?
Detroit, Maryland, and epicenter. Philly. I mean, Detroit, Maryland, and Philly. I mean, it's some other. Texas has a big following,
right?
But I'm going to war with Philly, Maryland, and Detroit. Yeah. That is it. So the Glass City, hey, and hopefully next year I want to get out there. I want to enjoy some of the food. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So hopefully I can make it. You know what I mean? But we'll see.
Maybe we just need to have like Teron go on a tour. You know?
Right.
Eat his food.
The food? Yeah, I don't know where it's coming. Like I say, our Philly NFL, our Super Bowl, is like a Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, we have ton of food. I mean, because my mom's, you know, she's able to cook the food for us. So, what? P-Double, come down June.
I might
you
want to
come
that.
To Philly?
I was this close last year.
I know. Come down in June to see the Super Bowl. Dude, we have barbecue meatballs. We have chicken tenders. We have chicken wings. Oh, my God. We have a bunch. Mac and cheese, candy yams. There's a lot of food. I put our food, our Super Bowl menu up against anything. Anything.
That's a bold statement.
I mean, hey. But, I mean, Detroit is a hotbed. Talk about Detroit. How about the Renaissance League about to kick off? My man Swags, Jamel. I think they starting up in a few weeks. I'm looking forward to that.
Where's that? Couple.
They're somewhere in Michigan.
Really?
They play at Taylor. They play at Taylor, the bowling alley.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I know what you're talking about.
They play there. I mean, they, I'm looking
I
forward
get
to
down
it.
There sometime. It's a little
I mean, you in that hotbed. You know what I mean?
I'm on the other side. I'm all alone out here.
You got Topro. Ain't that football?
Yeah, if you want to talk about football, I mean.
Yeah, if you want to talk about football, it don't go no further than Kit, okay? Every show we seem to get that dude in here. Yeah. I want royalties, Kit. When he comes to Philly.
All the money that he's making.
Right. I mean, if he getting rich, he getting rich. That's a guy that's getting rich. But, I mean, he rubs a lot of people the wrong way. I mean,
James Harris was making a video about him. Or
James Harris needs to shut his face, okay? Shut your mouth. Go back in your basement, tweak bases. Okay? What did he know about doing anything? I mean, the man, listen, the man, Kit Kinchin, has done his homework. Whether you play by his rules or not, he just didn't just freaking shake some box and come out with some rules. He did research, okay? He did research on football. He did research on rules. So, I mean, I haven't played it. I haven't really taken the time. But kudos to him for coming out with some. For anybody to just go out and be like, oh, this ain't this, this ain't this. Shut the fuck up, okay? You go try to do it, and then you can come back. Unless you didn't did that, then be quiet.
Right. It's, play it against somebody. I'm telling you, it's the way to go.
It is. It's like it's the same thing like we were saying in our other show with about the police brutality towards black. If you're not black or whatever, you haven't experienced it. What are you going to comment on?
Right.
You don't even know. You don't know about getting pulled over and you got to put your hands out the window. And the guy coming up to you with a flashlight in your face and his hand on his gun. You don't know. So, okay.
Same thing. So if you haven't played an electric football game where the offense gets the last pivot, if you haven't played one,
you haven't played it. Bam, boom, there you go. Play it with another coach, go through the motions, and then you can say, well, you know what, it wasn't that bad. Or, you know,
Now look, I played this game and I don't like it.
Right, there you go. I mean, everybody, that's the thing with all this social media, all this, like, even this Mr. National podcast. I mean.
I don't know, Mr. National. I think you're keeping it real.
I try to. I try to. Up to my credibility. I'm not going to go off and talk about stuff I don't know. You know what I mean? I'll bring somebody else on the show and get that information. But when I know something, I'm not afraid to talk about it. Okay? I'm not. I mean, like I say, hey folks, this podcast, every day I get a text. You wanna do the podcast today? We go, I'm like, hell yeah, dude. I need to do this. I mean, I got all this stuff all in my head. I'm at work thinking about stuff I'm gonna talk about. I'm kinda wired to get it. Like I say, it's my therapy, P-Double. When he came to me with this idea, I was like, I didn't think I could do it, even though I still don't think I'm doing it. I don't know if I'm good or bad.
It's good.
But I'm just talking. So he says, as long as you're talking, you're doing good. Hey, I'm talking. But I look at it as therapy to me. And you sit up there just mixing fireproofing all day. A lot of shit go through your mind. And the days that we do our podcast, hey, that's it. And I can't wait till my man Smokestack get better and we hook up. We'll get some stack when that show's rolling.
Right on.
And the whole idea
I came up with this is because I was like, I want to see the Stack with Nat show, but it ain't happening.
It ain't happening, right. So. Stacks, yeah, it was hard to get a hold of. So with this podcast, it's a little more personal, you know. Yeah. Inside the crazy mind of Mr. National. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. I'm probably going to make a lot more enemies than friends. I didn't already probably pissed off James.
Yeah, James.
James Harris.
You keep making your videos. I'll watch them, brother. Hey, coaches, watch James Harris. Watch the videos.
We got our season coming up in February. I know Jamie going to be circling them dates. You know what I mean? I'm going to bust his ass just like I did last year. Knock him out of the playoffs. You know what I mean? So, we got 32 teams coming back. We got all the Maryland cats. We got Darrell. We got Kelvin Lomax. We got Adrian Baxter. We got Brian Phillips.
Wow.
We got them all.
Wow.
We got them all.
It's like a TLC tournament of champions for a whole season.
Yeah. I mean, we've been going for 22 years in the Philly NFL. We are big. We are huge. We are like an army. We are national. Okay? We got Abby, Maj, Podge, Vaughn coming. We got Steve Toff who's starting his own football league. A new way of playing electric football. That's going to be a new style.
Details behind that?
You know what? I'm not going to speculate, we're going to get Steve Toff on the show. And he can tell you all about it.
Give me his number. Let's get him on.
Whoa, Pete. Whoa.
I just want everybody to know I'm the rambunctious one here.
Yeah, you
are. Mr. Nash is always putting the brakes on things. Like, hey.
Yeah, I'd be like, pump your brakes. I'm like, man, I can't talk that long. He already called Steve Toff. This show's almost over. This is a wrap. This is a dozen. One dozen.
Yeah. Congratulations, Mr. National. We got a pretty steady audience, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, hey, it's all up. It's all on you, P-Double. I mean, you got to pat yourself on the back because this was all you. I mean, the Stack with Nash show, that was my idea, you know, recapping electric football games because our league was so big. And I tried doing it by myself. I'm like, Then I got Smokestack to do it with me, and I got a catchy name for it, and it took off. And from there, I mean, from that, then EF Electric Gridiron was born. I mean, they all basically the same thing. I mean, just put my statue. Just make sure when y'all erect my statue, get my good side.
Now, is it going to be the statue? Is it going to be the beard or no beard? Because I've only ever known the beard. But I've seen pictures. The legend has it that you got a chin up under there.
Yeah. Right. The pretty boy, the trimmed down beard, the goatee. I got to cut it off soon. It's got to go.
We've been talking about it for as long as I've known you.
I know. I mean, our podcast, all the artwork, it's all with the beard. Uh-huh. It's going to go sooner or later, P-Double. But I appreciate all the artwork you do. Like I said, you nailed that character for the EF Electric Gridiron Buzz guys.
I'm still working on the Mr. National one.
Well, he's a handsome dude. It's hard to get all his characteristics. I mean, you nailed it. I don't know if you watched their dude, they let me in the booth. Justin, you know, Roger gave me his headset, and I was in the booth with Dustin. We was talking about it. And that's when I saw it. I said, he did that? Because I was like, yo, I said, who did that? That is awesome. And he was like, Paul Pate did it. I said, www.paulpate.com, my sponsor, my producer P-Double did that? I said, how can he do that? And then he got me looking like Chris Rock. You know what I mean? Looking like Pookie in New Jack City with a beard. Dustin was cracking up. I was like, man, that's pretty good. I said, dude, I was like, P-Double is a bad man. But it was all great work, man. Great work. Thanks. Like I say, both tournaments, everybody had a great time. In the Glass City, Frank Jacobs from Ohio defeated Steve Martin.
Give a shout out to John Priscilla, who made it into the Texas Twister playoff. He's in Ohio Valley. He's in my league.
Oh, that's the guy that plays with the Vikings.
Vikings, yep.
Yeah, we played him in the coaches challenge. Oh. Him and AK Fox. Yeah. Dude, AK Fox, cool dude. Yeah. I like that dude.
Yeah, he's cool.
I think he rides motorcycles and shit. He rides a Harley.
He does everything dope, man.
Dude, that's a cool guy, AK Fox, man. I liked him. I mean, all the regular. I mean, Jim, of course, and Kelly and Wolf, all the regular. But it's really cool getting to know, like I got to know Elgin, you know, hanging with him, and we smoked cigars and stuff. Just like at the thing in Texas, I got to meet the coach from L.A. I can't think of his name right
now. Yeah, Cello.
Not Cello. I knew Cello. The other guy, he's an ambulance driver.
Oh, Mark Hoakland.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. Cool,
he's super cool. Yeah, really nice guy. Dude, he loves electric football.
They are the greatest people that you want to meet. I mean, before I end this podcast, I want to go back to 2005. We at the Miggle convention. It was in Pittsburgh. Doing the Green Room Rumble. It's like 1 a.m. Okay. My mom called. I get a call from my mom. I'm like, what is she calling? She caused me to tell me my grandma passed away. Oh. Right? In the middle of me playing Warren Jefferson, I was winning. The game was almost over. We was playing our, this was the third Green Room Rumble tournament at the Miggle Convention, third year. And I'm on the phone, and I'm like, and she's telling me, P-Double, and I mean, I don't know if you've been to the Miggle Conventions or the Tudor, it's just, we were just in the big room, just everybody, we were all playing the Green Room Rumble, everybody on board. I just started crying, just uncontrollably. I couldn't believe it. Earlier that day, that was, I want to say that was on Saturday. And my grandmom had called me earlier that day and was like, are you going to be there? I'm coming to your mom's house for our anniversary. You know, it was their wedding anniversary. I was like, oh, I forgot. I was like, I'm out of town at this convention. I was like, oh, I'm going to miss it. I was like, well, I'm going to come by after, as soon as I get back. I said, I get back Sunday or Monday. I think I get back Monday. I said, I'll come by and I'll bring you a card. And she was like, all right, well, have fun. That, I think that was earlier Saturday. She ended up passing away that night. And I just felt so bad that I wasn't there. I just felt horrible. Oh, I couldn't play. I was just done. And I remember somebody saying, what happened? And I remember Warren saying, he got a phone call. And I just walked. Somebody walked me to the bathroom. I just couldn't stop crying. I was just, and that was back when you didn't leave your team. You know what I mean? I remember Brian Healy. He might have put my team together and made sure everything was together. And I mean, all the condolences from everybody coming to the room, checking on me. It was amazing. I remember telling my mom, I was like, well, I'll come home. And my mom said, well, you just get yourself together. She was like, just stay there. You with your friends. She was like, you know, ain't nothing you could do. And she was like, just catch your regular flight. I remember Brian Healy was like, they have emergency flights in case of something like this. They'll fly you home. They'll speed up. And I was going to do it. My mom said, no, don't do that. Just stay with your, you know. Mm-hmm. So I remember the tournament ended. I mean, the little Green Room Rumble thing that we did. I just went back to my room and just went to sleep. I remember getting up the next morning and Frank Johnson seeing me. Frank really talked. He was just like, I remember he was telling me how when his dad passed away, and he was like, he just, you know, kind of could relate. You know, it was just all the, yeah. You know, just everybody just, you know.
I mean, as a newcomer to the community, I love all the trash talking and all the big, huge personalities and everything. It's just hilarious to me. It's a lot of fun. But really deep down, it's such a warm feeling.
Dude, it is.
Everybody, man.
It is. I mean, Selby lost his mom.
Yeah.
And we had a moment of silence at the Twister.
Yeah.
Kelly announced it. You know what I mean? Yeah. He saw it going live. He was like, "National, keep it going." Like Selby, if Selby's listening, I want to give my condolences out to his family because his mom passed away.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, like you say, all the trash talking, they might say something. They'll go at it.
Right.
Nose to nose. But at the end of the day, the electric football community will give you the shirt off their back if you needed it. So, I mean, the best people in the world to me. And I got a lot of people. I'm national. I got work people. I got a bunch of groups that I chill with and interact with. But if I had to pick one, it would be the electric football community.
Yeah.
And that's whether they like me or not, you know. They might hate on me. They say, who is he to have a podcast? He ain't that good, you know.
Listen in and find out.
Find out. And if you got the stuff, come on the show and out-talk me. I mean, the Hulk could do it. I mean, Ken Allen could do it. There's a lot of, we got a lot of great talkers in this hobby.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's one of them.
They don't get much better than the Hulk and Ken Allen. Ken Allen can talk, okay? He can talk. He can do this. He can do this blindfolded.
One hand behind his back.
Right. Without a drink. I got to get a drink. I got to get my beer and stuff. Ken Allen or the Hulk don't need none of that.
Okay, let's share the story about Kit, though. Kit got on Skype with us. It was like 4 or 5 in the morning. And I'm like, hey, I got Mr. National on. I mean, it was like a regular time for us, but for him, I mean, I swear he just woke up or something.
I think he had just, it was late for us. It was like 1 or 2 in the morning. I was still out of work with my foot, so it wasn't that bad. Like, if it was now, I could never be up that late. I got to get up 4 in the morning. Right. What time, you know? But Kit was just out of the bed. I don't even know if he brushed his teeth yet. He was just talking football.
Yeah, Dark 30, man. He was already in it.
Dude, he was
100 miles an hour. He was talking
His passion is just, you know what I mean? He kind of reminds me of Anthony Burgess with his style, the miniature, MPFL.
Yeah.
Right. And Kit. Their passion, if you could harness that passion that them two, you could cure cancer. Kit was a ball of fire. He just woke up. He was like, he was a boom. I said, what does Topro? I'm glad you asked. Right. He has a great voice.
He has a great,
Ken Allen has a great voice. Kelly Newton. That's a powerful voice. Like, I hate my voice. I mean, I feel sorry for everybody that's listening. I'm glad you're listening to the podcast, but I do not. I want to get, maybe when we get our bucks up, maybe I can talk into a microphone and make me sound like something different, and then I can listen to it. Put some effects. PW like, did you, did you check it out? I was like, no. I didn't.
He hasn't listened to one single second of the podcast.
I haven't listened to one podcast because that's how much my own voice irks me. But P-Double says it is good. Smokestack listened to a couple. He said it's okay. The Hulk Davis listened to the last one. He said, no, not the last one. Show 10, he said it was a little boring.
Oh, Hulk, but, right here, pal.
Yeah, stab me in the heart, Hulk. Okay,
I got your boring right here, Hulk.
Hey, we need that. Hey, Chris, leave it on the comments, the StackWithNatShow.com website. Hey, I can take it. I got thick skin. I'm a construction worker.
Maybe yeah, you can't maybe do this without a little bit of thick skin.
What? Nah, because you leave yourself open to criticism, and I am, and I'm gonna call out some people. And I did today, I think. And if they say
half the human population.
Okay, well, I was drunk, okay? I was drinking, and I'm not, you know, what's that song by Jamie Foxx? Blame it on the alcohol. Alcohol. That's what we're going to do. Yo, Pito, do we have anything left on the table?
Let me go through the list, Mr. National. We hit on all these topics.
Boom. There you go.
You know what we didn't talk about? Major League Baseball.
We'll get it next week. It's hitting in October. We'll hit it next week. Baseball don't start till October. Okay? Right. It's too long. It's too long.
Too damn all long. 162 too games.
Long. 162 games. Too long.
Other than that, we'll hit on the entire list. Bam, that's a wrap.
Dude, and we did. There you go. Peter would be like, I got to get a list. I'm like, I really don't need a list. But if you want to do it, boom, let's do it. Folks, that's a dozen MNPs, Mr. National Podcast, in the books, a dozen box.
Go back and listen from number one. And
Yeah, you can see the progress, I think.
I don't know, I think it was magic right from the start.
Yeah, there you go. And I want to know from people leaving in comments or whatever, email us, whatever you got to do. When and where do you listen to the podcast? Like, I listen to most of my stuff on the drive to work. That's right. When I do my most listening. So, folks that's listening, I'm glad you're listening. We want your thoughts and your ideas to make it better. Like I said, we just mostly wing it. We want to make it better. We want to get on that electric gridiron type of level. Them guys are professional. They got graphics. Dude, they are awesome. Shout out to the Fishers. I love them guys.
First class. All the way.
First class. Keep them boards buzzing. If I offended you, so what? Psych, no. No, we apologize. We apologize. In advance, all right? We apologize.
Except for James Harris.
Right.
James,
yeah,
keep on making those videos, coaches.
Right. Yeah, James. Don't be criticizing somebody else's video when you making videos. Get out of here, sucker. Sucker. All right, folks, that's a wrap. That is the Mr. National Podcast. My man P-Double, I'm Mr. National. We are out of here.
Peace.
Peace.